Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Do you train her, Jim?
Well, you used to when we were kids.
She used to serve having an IKEA.
I don't know.
He's
like 90, so isn't he? He's just a wee old man. Fucking them good fuss. So,
gonna make a fortune,
then. Right? I think we're rich.
Much money, oh,
no, mate. I know.
There's not much money in the podcast game.
People keep asking him, saying how much they give me. We're like, fuck off.
It's for free. I'm just doing it for
you
like fuck
all what the fucking man.
Even the little Mexican deli, your mom's going, he must be up my 3 mil now. He's going, maybe
people think you're looking for it. It costs more than the fucking.
Definitely, because you're putting your time, your energy into it as well, and then.
You get part of your
time is money too. You know what I mean?
Like all our sabotage money.
Oh, a few sweeties there.
They're great then. The hype, the
they're just normal sweets, aren't they?
The hype, cold of
ice. I can get the earbuds if you're looking.
No, thanks. We're gonna be sitting there again.
I took one the other week. We were going down to me and Sean Paul were doing a few tunes down Caffrey's. And the fella outside it had these wee cones, but they look like wee mini Coronados. They were like mint flavour, and he goes, their edibles are strong. He fucked with them once more. And then when it was on the stage, I was going, fuck me, what am I about to do? I forget what I'm about to say here. Start freaking out. It's just clumsy. It's just, nah. I know, it's hard the next day. Seeing you're trying to get up out of bed, you'd be stuck in bed. Like,
have we started yet?
Does it?
Well, see that gig in... We're Conor Burns. Were you on that one as well?
Oh, it was like a wee charity thing.
Was that planned or was you just there?
Nah, I was just all random. Like, that just happened naturally. Like, there was no plan in that. You brought him up. Gavin was coming up to watch us, obviously, do the MC, and Burns, he wanted to go, and there was a wee girl I was texting. She was saying to me, sent me videos and her dresses. Burnsy, when I come to see Nimbo Slice and Eggs, I was going, fuck me, Burnsy's coming to put on a good show. But he was like, our security guard, a video and all, he said, pushing him back.
And then did you see the dance he done? He's like pushing him away, and then he just turns around and starts doing this. Did you see it?
I just saw a clip on ASP's. Into the, and he's rapping, and then just it is fucking sad. Just see Burnsy coming in again. Then fucking the next thing, he's like,
yeah,
who are these two? Does the clips? Is it you?
No,
mate, hard. I was about to say, hard fucking, hard annoying of them clips. Like,
we don't turn to head of creative control, lad.
Put my head away.
The clips were your. The British woman does them.
Don't you get them done for you?
But I used to have to do them with her fucking enamored.
Mate, they drive me insane. Like,
do you not use, it's called Opus or something?
I seen that there.
It's unbelievable.
See, I don't think it picks up. Like,
it doesn't. You have to change like, every single thing you're saying on it. Like, but
like it the
saves a serious hassle.
I spend an hour on a clip, and it fucking drives me insane.
You know, if I want the extra clips, I use that, and it gives me about 10 minutes, and I just change the fucking
What's it called? The subtitles.
I was fucking live. Using that cap cut for the fucking trying to put up raps. And just getting slammered here. Me, but I couldn't use cap.
Cap cuts them. It's good. It's good. All right. It's that's what I use.
But it's still fucking tangling.
Apparently, that's for amateurs in the podcast game. Or something. I don't know why he's getting slammered too for using it. So
not a. Have you done a podcast? The guard as a guest.
Aye. What? Just me and him.
Aye.
Or
with me and
no, used to.
Oh, it's good. I've done a few, and Kieran Bartlett and stuff.
Is he still podcasting around, Kieran?
He was off for a while because he was away, but and then Willie Thompson, he was doing it for him, but he's back, like just hosting it for him while he's away. Done like a road trip across America.
Big good crack.
Do you done one of them, didn't you, in the summer?
We took a camper van out and went to Rosslare, got the boat from Rosslare to Bilbao, 31 hours. It was full of metal. Plenty of joints and all the lads. It's good crack, but then we got the only thing was we didn't take into account the tolls. See all the tolls going through France and Spain. Starts off €2 and then it goes up to 3 and then 12 and then 30 and it was 50 quid for just going through the tolls. So we were down a few hundred by the end of the trip.
Didn't even get there.
Literally.
Many
so it was only Davis, but it'd probably be cheaper just getting a flight.
Yeah,
just
but sure, it's the experience, isn't it?
Aye.
Boy, I love that shit.
Well, we're in the fucking outback of Spain. There's fuck all, like, just smells like shit. It's not good, like. But now, it's an old experience you'll have for life. Like, my mate, he left his phone, his missus was pregnant, and he left his phone in a chippy in France. He was just, for the next 2 days, he didn't speak a word, he was gone.
There's nothing worse than losing your phone, but.
I know, and abroad too, do you know what I mean?
I smashed my phone in Germany, and for like 3 days, I had no phone, I was fucking, fuck all that,
I know.
Just walking about, depressed.
Sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's a bad thing. Like, I remember a couple of years ago, around about, I says, I'm just for a full year, I'm just going to have no phone. Nobody can contact me. If you're like me, call them at the door, you know what I mean? Old school. But it was good for the head to see the amount of writing I was able to do. And then once I got a phone back again, I just feel like you're just scrolling this
all
way.
All I do is fucking scrolling TikTok.
It's not good, mate. It's not. I can't even remember the last two videos you watch. It's not good. It fucking racks your head.
What happened with, is the K-hole reunion happening now?
We had Cabby's I watched
that podcast of you and Capital. It was a fucking awkward hour for me to watch.
Was that what
people say that too?
I loved it, like I loved the fucking hour, but it was I felt the tension.
It's like an episode of Jerry Springer or something, wasn't it?
It's waiting for madness to kick off.
But it will never kick off because Cabby like really wants it back together.
Yeah.
But
what do you reckon?
I feel like the ship is sealed, like, you know what I mean?
I don't know. It depends what people feel.
Even Big John Sue was having a word with me all week. He was saying, I think you should do it. I think you should do it and go back and capitalize on the fucking the whole thing. But like, it's to me, it's like when you make a tune, it's done. There's been more to happen from that. It's like, be it out. It's like, run to the next one.
I loved your next one.
Get a bell, I know what I mean.
It's a tune in it.
That's what I'm about now.
It was actually unbelievable. I played about 40 times on repeat.
It's so good. So, like, you can just build off it. Obviously, Transition was a good song, but
it's a popular,
I don't think the reason why I'm saying you should, I don't think you should do it. Obviously, do it if you want, but you've said so much that you don't want to do it, so you're just going to be giving in the peer pressure.
Exactly.
So just stick to your guns.
You have to stick to your word. I don't. If I say something, I'm doing it. If you say you're going to do something.
Was any of that about him?
No. People asked me.
I asked him on our
podcast.
He's like, nah, wasn't it?
One part about me, you're only the man in your room.
I'm writing a lot of my stuff, and all that was wrote last year before any of that even happened. And most of the time, I'm actually fucking slurring about myself, you know what I mean? Like when you're writing it, but if the shoe fits, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's only 8 months, so loads of people were texting me, asking me, oh, it's a Cavi diss, and I was going, well, it's not a diss, I'm just going to stick
it. Is there ever any proper rap battles?
As funny you say it, Belfast Greyman's organizing a fucking. Like an event, it's going to be happening every month or whatever, and he's looking to get people along, but they don't have to like battle against each other. They can just like that's the best one. There's one down in Dublin, I think. I forget the name of it.
I actually got invited to one in I think it was in Voodoo last year, or some league, a battle rap league.
See Tommy rapping, he's unbelievable. So he's,
can you rap?
I rap a few bars, a few freestyles.
Like it would just come off the top of his head with fucking all sorts of it. It's unbelievable.
Jump on a track or in Limbo Slice.
I get the only
album. It's unbelievable. He's class.
Are you doing an album?
I'm looking to do a mixtape slice album, just something that's going to have a couple of tunes. But like all my songs that I have out now, like they don't really, like if I was to put them on, I want the album to tell a story, you know, way like a Dr. Dre when you put it on, there's wee bits in between the songs, like wee skits and wee stories and all. That's where I want mine to be. I don't want it to just go a tune.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And then his tune and his tune that doesn't really make sense. You know what I mean? Journey. You want it to make sense. Yeah. So I feel like I'll not have one out for at least another year or two, just because you want to make it the best you can possibly make it. But it'll just be tunes dropped in between. Like, you know,
how come all your tunes don't go on Spotify?
I know. I've only had one.
I wanted that Isabel.
No, it's because you used your man's song,
isn't
it?
It's BLK. So the one that I have on Spotify, Enjoy Stout, that I bought that beat on YouTube a couple of years ago, so I was able to stick that on, but I didn't get the contact BLK and say, here, can I use that beat? So I just stuck it on SoundCloud, because anything on SoundCloud is free to use. It's not for profit. So I was originally just going to stick a song on SoundCloud anyway, just because people were torturing me about the whole fucking transition and all this. So I just went, fuck it, I'll stick this on. But then because it got a good reception, people were going, fuck, stick that on Spotify. And then it got to the point where your man BLK, I think he's definitely seen it, because he was liking people's stories of them sharing it, but he didn't respond to anything I put up. So I was just taking as if I freaked out a wee bit. Now I'm like, it's a bit too late, do you know what I mean? But I don't know. But the picture and all, I got a picture of him at a rave at a merge a couple of years ago, so I stuck that on the SoundCloud. So,
is that what that is? When you have the glasses on?
I put the glasses on because I was on. My eyes look bad at it, so I had to put wee glasses on, make sure it looked alright. You know what I mean?
When's a new tune out?
There's two that have got made. It's in my head. I just need to get them recorded and put out, but I've just been working flat out. So hopefully we're out this weekend. So during next week, once I get my road, I'll get in next week and get two done.
Where are you working?
Amelia's Kitchen called.
I saw you a picture of you outside.
Oh, I own Matt. Shout out to Matt. Got me the stags. Like, as if you're saying for a new club, hoping to jump in. It was a funny idea. Like, but nah, it's great. Good food. That's my favourite part about the job. You just get the munch all day.
What kind of food is it? Because I was down there last week.
Toasties?
No, there was a really Jamaican spot around the corner. Taste the Island, check out it.
I've seen that scene. I haven't been in.
So I was. But I was looking for it, all around the car park, and it dropped down about 50 laps. 50 is an exaggeration. Like, down about 4 laps. there's a load of, like a queue outside at Amelia's, and then if I couldn't find Taste Island, I was going to just go in.
There's another place, a barbecue place beside there as well.
Oh, Moe's Meat and Moe or something.
It's like a bad place too,
there'd be people down outside every night. I haven't tried one because I'd just be in Amelia's, but I'd be meaning to try it.
All the great, but all the places down there.
There's another one beside it. Just smells great. At a car park. There's all the food places.
Oh,
it's a mad out place to open a restaurant.
It is, isn't it? No one's going to see it.
I know, that's the thing. It's a takeaway. Like, there's no one that can sit in it, but the reason people do them wee TikTok videos and then that just gets
that's worth that TikTok, you can promote anything on that for free. Like,
that's how I seen that fucking barbecue place is just on TikTok.
Yeah, Meat and Moe's. And they do wee lunchtime deals. It's like for a fiver, you want to see all the stuff you get, pizzas and all. So I must try it on my lunch break. But I haven't got sick of eating Amelia's yet. You know what I mean?
What's Amelia's? What is it?
So they do, like, there's rice bowls, you can get beef, chicken, there's there's a had a tackle chip on there, but they're not doing it till after Christmas because there's the Christmas chip, obviously.
Yeah.
And then the toasties, beef birria toasties, Christmas toasties, the Christmas toasties are great. Wee cranberry mayo and turkey stuffing, ham, and all. Wow, well, like, yeah. Wee gravy dip, cocktail sausages, I'll tell you, it's good.
Eating from.
Since we went down to Christmas market. Now, I'm actually going down the 17th here with somebody.
We did.
Somebody?
This was the Delsy.
Nah, the same. It's
Kevin. No.
Kale's back.
Secret meeting in the fucking market. Saying nothing.
The birds love our Lambo and I, don't know, mate?
Well, I don't know how I'm running the big fucking.
Do you know what kills me? People calling you Lambo.
Lambo Slakes, and then even when I was in Australia, people were calling me Limbo and Lambo. You can never, they can never get it right. I don't know what the crack is.
Are you going to go back this year or this summer?
I would love to go back. I just feel like the time for me to go out is now. I need to stay here and just focus on the tunes because if I go over there, I was over there and I was trying to do it. I was writing like fuck after work and stuff, but there's not much places you can go to record, and like the way the setup and the networking I've got here is, so I'm just going
to
use
it. I think you're doing it back to the front end. You should be here in the winter. So you're warm, it's freezing.
I know, actually.
In the summer.
I was saying to my mate, I want to start doing a couple of sunbeds once a week just because my body's missing the sunlight. I'm getting dry skin. Oh, fuck, man. It's not going to miss it. Like, and as you say, it's the summertime or now, so
I didn't
plan that one out. Right, it was just sort of last minute. I think I went, fuck it, I'm going home.
You trying to make a tune out there, didn't you? Get stroke.
I got stroke $700 in the fucking studio too.
Well,
bastards of your wives. Wanted to do it my sort of way, so it ended up. I didn't even. He was like, "Call back tomorrow, and we'll get a finish." And I didn't even go back to finish. I just went, "No, it is. I'll just cut my loss and I didn't go back."
So there's really, a half a chance. I was going to say, "Stroke is a use the term loosely."
I did. You just said you're not going back.
No, I did. Because it wasn't meant to be $700.
Scammy yesterday. Don't really come back.
I found
fucking
out afterwards.
Scammy. I got home a fucking.
Then I'm a fucking today. Foxy. Nah, but I found out afterwards. I was looking at our studios and all, and none of them are $700. So he got me a cracker. Okay. But I ended up. I came back in the summer, and then I blocked your man and all on Instagram, and then came back for a couple of months. Just after the summer, and was going out for a Sunday dinner, and your man pulled up in the car just in front of me in the road. And me, wow, what's happening? Well, studio, we need to come back, make magic noise.
You scamming?
I'll give you a shout tomorrow. See you later, and I'll be back. But nah, the setup over here is far better.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like there's so many talented, good people in Belfast. Like it's metal.
It's starting to get really fucking big.
The rap is all right. It's not big, all right.
That's why, as Sean Paul's a first person from the West, I seen rapping seriously.
100%.
And could you call him like a pioneer of West Belfast?
West Belfast, he loves that.
One
of the pioneers, yeah. Him and Snowball too. Snowball's one of the fucking. We used to sit in parties. We're about 16. Them two would have been sitting freestyle rapping, and I'd be like, "Fuck." They used to go, great goalie, and I used to go, I can't freestyle. And they were like, you're thinking too much about it, just say whatever comes to you. And then I can freestyle and I like, but I had to learn. They helped me teach me how to do it.
You going to just do your own thing now?
No, I'll still be working with other people. Like me and SP, we're going to have a few tunes lined up, me and the Greyman's few tunes lined up, and then I just want to focus for the minute on doing a couple of solo tunes because I've got a few gigs and stuff lined up, and I want to make sure the one that I've got in the Sloan's here, the main one, like, where is going to be the best one. That's half January. January. Yeah. I want to make sure that's the fucking the best one there's ever been in Belfast. So every night I've been sitting watching all the live performances. 100%. Your man,
they put him on the spot. I told him he had to buy a ticket. He shit himself.
Support local. Stay home.
Have a funeral out there. I'll be here.
100%.
Who's going to be the support?
Are
you just going
to
do it all?
I don't want to reveal anything to you yet. Nothing's been announced, but there's going to be a couple of weeks.
Get Tommy Mac on.
I get you up the whole thing.
Get me to fucking rap everywhere.
I've been trying to get him to rap for years.
Have you never thought about doing it that?
Well, I've always used to say, I'd say to Tony, if I didn't have an Irish accent, if I had an American accent, it would sound better.
Yeah.
But now, like yourself and fucking John Sue have made it okay.
A bit acceptable. Yeah. But I know what you're saying.
It sounds different now. Like it's not.
Yeah, back in the day, a Belfast rapper used to have us. Like, fuck me,
that's cringe. That's cringe.
But now, these new rappers coming, the Goo, Kneecap, fucking John Z.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a few are.
Like, I think I thought they were like, Kneecap, and you and John too are the ones who's made it, because you aren't like trying to force it in my eyes. And then so I was like, fuck, I could have done it, but
I want to get you on the notes. I get you on notes. Getting on that, he mentioned you have to mention your name. Just put it as a wee.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Alias or something, know what I mean? Get away with it.
He's still doing the comedy?
Yeah. So, when I was fighting in the 1st of November, I fought, and then I went away after the fight, went to Jamaica. So, I didn't do anything the whole of November.
What was Jamaica like? I've seen a couple of pictures in your story.
Oh, it was really good. Like, in I fucking love Tyrone. I love Jamaica. Tyrone was slagging me, going like, Tommy had the Jamaican, and he's like, fuck it, let's buy a house. But that's true. Like, I want to fucking see the end of my days out there. It's just great. Like,
is it a nice country, huh?
It's just brilliant.
Different lifestyle.
You can't see just the atmosphere.
The ganja farmers I read something last year, Jamaica was running out of ganja farmers.
Ireland's fucking running out of Guinness, and Jamaica's running out of fucking...
See your man from Bittles putting the pence in the tenner? That's fucking madness.
I don't believe it. Has he actually done it?
I don't know, but he knows how to get an oil news article, doesn't he?
He does. That's why I think he said that, just to get in the news.
But then he has an excuse to charge a tenner too.
Apparently the shortage isn't going to affect Ireland. It's just going to affect Guinness over in the UK.
Do you drink Guinness?
No, I love Guinness.
It's nice. Like,
it's cool to drink Guinness now. The Guinness weren't fucking great. Just wait for it. Get your fucking Guinness sorted out. It's like fizz.
Where's the best Guinness?
I like the Raddy's.
Raddy's is good. Raddy's is good paint.
Yeah.
Petey used to be one of the best ones, but it's kind of...
It's
still up there. But I like going during the day. It's too busy.
Alright. It's definitely a crowd in the PD these days, like it used to be.
A lot of younger people go, well, not that I go, but you told me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's getting the sign in the app party.
I love PD. Like, PD's my favorite bar.
I tell you where the nicest Guinness is. The National Club, not the National Bar.
Where's that?
The National Club in Queen Street.
I
used to work.
It is good.
Three old mans.
You can't get in it unless you're a member, honey.
Alright, well, if they seen you coming up and they see you in the camera, they probably won't let you in.
Why?
Who's that young lad?
It's all old people. But he used to work in it.
I used to work in it.
And we used to go in and drink all day, and I swear to fuck, I would remember the day. Like,
did you used to do a podcast? Were your man from Bittles? They're mad. What's he like?
He loves boxing, so he does. So, like, he always goes to all the fights, and also he's always been nice to us. Every time we get it, when we free Guinness, well,
did he sponsor you before one of it?
I think he made a sponsor. Yeah.
Did you get the CMOS sponsors? No, man does CMOS.
I
I've been eating it. I've been getting a wee jar every now and again. Like, it's good for your skin. Your sleep.
Does it work?
Make you feel good?
I don't know if it makes you feel good, but you can definitely. I notice when my sleeping is definitely better when I take it.
You think so? I think that's just all in your head. But I got that CBD oil, and I was like, definitely, if my sleep's unbelievable. I think it's just a fucking, when you're going to bed, you're like, yeah, I took all that TV. You're just going to go straight to sleep.
What's your bet? What's the CBD effect? It's working, isn't it?
No. Yeah, in a way, it's still, it's working, what you're saying. Like, I tried to get my granny CBD, and she was going, that made me be sick. And I was like, no, it's not THC, it can't make you be sick. It's simply CBD, so you're just thinking that it's not actually.
Is that the trip, Steve?
There was a balm, I remember putting it on my
head. I don't know if I was a placebo, but see, anything I had eaten, I rubbed it. Instant fucking relief.
To fuck up. I don't
know.
You must take away the inflammation or something, like, quickly, and then you feel relaxed or soothed, like, but I would definitely say the sea moss is a good shout. Like,
I've heard loads of people doing it, but then, as he said, it's fucking
there's
good.
Pictures and all I have in the shop of people's skin and all when they, like, the bad eczema and then they take it after an hour week and it's all clear.
I don't believe on that shit because I was offered a hair transplant by a company over in London. I was like, oh, I might do it. And they said, oh, I'll do a video for us that you're going to do. And I said, right, okay, I've done a video. And then I didn't end up getting it. And then next week, as a poster boy, one with skinhead and one with loads of
hair. Did you get it?
No, I didn't get it. Before and afters. And I was like, what, after what?
You used your picture.
I didn't do that.
That's wet.
So if people are on the ground hanging, you actually got one. You didn't.
So it could be hanged fucking in there with the skin.
I know.
Before and after. It never happened.
I know.
I know what you're saying. You've got a point there. Like, I can't really say anything.
The Seamoss is beside Amelia's.
Yeah, 2 doors down.
Is there a full shop for that place, is there?
Oh,
I thought that was just massive to pay, and he came with.
They've got wee shots and all, fucking, like, goodness shots, ginger and all, and what do you call it? Sour sap. It's meant to be goofy and big coconuts and all. It's goofy.
Too much fucking good shit.
Yes. It's better than the fucking, what do you call it, the Busy Bee in Allentown for all the fruits and shit. You know what I mean? You get all the fresh stuff in there. Shout out to Allentown anyway.
Does your man do all that stuff? She.
I don't know.
Nah,
just be me.
Are you a health freak? Are you?
Because
I've seen him in the gym already. He was doing like muscle up kind of things. And I was like, now he's talking about healthy fucking.
I'm just trying to keep myself right because I'm getting older now. It's my last ever day of being 26 It's hit me. I need to get my life sorted out. I still haven't got my license now. Fuck, I need to get my own gas.
You not got a license?
Nah.
Same as me.
But I can drive. Do you not drive?
Do you tell me that?
He drives me everywhere. See if he asks me to come this way.
I don't know.
I'm too spontaneous, well, right, or compulsive, where I'll go, fuck it, I can risk this and drive out, and next thing a fucking car, I'll go smashing the head.
I was too nuts.
I was telling you not to park your car, I'd say it there too, didn't you know?
I do 1 a.m. crash courses here in the new year, see what happens. Like, I don't feel like I do. I'm good on test conditions. I'm like more of a practical person. Oh.
I was ready for the test, wasn't I? I went to the. I was.
Okay.
And then I went to the ferry, and you had to get a paper. Piece of your license on the plastic, but I lost the fucking paper.
Oh, the crack
so
up.
I was like,
I was too lazy to fucking reorder.
I think a license up to about 40 quid. I was 15.
I was doing a taxi and fucking done a couple and then went to Australia and then came back and left my provisional in Australia, so I'll have to
sit away for a while. It's all out of hassle, dude. That's what stopped me over
you off
years.
It,
so
then like, foxing, that's a whole ring roll there. Like,
have you got any HD as well? Allegedly.
Face disease. Mine was fucking diagnosed by a doctor. I'm sweet.
I know I'm colorblind. Like, that's about it. Oh,
what color can I see?
I can see colors that just look different.
I have a genuine question here. How do you know that you're colorblind when someone goes, that's red, and you go, like, you'll see a different color?
I know what you mean.
Like, you can't see green.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you know about?
The optician told me I was colorblind. I can't be an electrician. I can't be a pilot.
Did you know you were colorblind before?
I used to be like, that's green or that's brown, and all my mind be like, It's definitely not, that's orange, that's fucking green, where are you seeing orange? How do you learn it? See when I was doing art in school and then you have to make the paints and all up and you have to I was doing the wrong paints and all, and then I went for an eye test and then ended up they gave me glasses and all. I just never wore them, so I'm actually meant to be spacky, like, but I just never wanted to get slagged for being spacky in school, so I never wore them.
My dad was when he was a kid colouring in trees, he would colour the leaves brown and the trunk green. It's coming on, and then he got a test, so it's colorblind with green. And then Eamon Finnegan, don't you?
I know Eamon.
He's colorblind with,
You only colorblind with one.
Certain colors.
Can girls get colorblind? I heard I couldn't. I swear to God, I heard that somewhere. Girls can't be colorblind.
Dogs are colorblind, apparently. I only see black and white.
Grey, they see all different.
I'd love to know how people know it.
I know. Or what a fly
sees. It's just been passed down over years and people just still believe it. It's probably a load of bollocks. I remember seeing Joe Rogan going on about chiropractors. He's like, they're not even supposed to be a thing. Some fella just fucking in the early hundreds was saying, oh, I can fix your back, cracked it. And then his son just inherited and goes, I can do it. And it's just been winging ever since.
I went to the chiropractor a few times and he goes, right, we're just going to loosen your hair. crack, 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 and he just walked feeling the exact same.
Nah.
But see, because the sound or the cracks, maybe that's, again, the placebo effect.
100%.
Fuck, nah, I feel great.
I've been the one who's fucking lethal.
It's good, huh?
Like, I have a bar back. I'll go to him and he'll fucking snap roll at me. It's fucking lethal to this.
I like getting the wee massages with the cups and all. Do that's you? Good.
I've never got that.
I couldn't even get a massage. I get all jittery now. I couldn't answer. So, I couldn't answer.
I don't like massages. I don't like.
I laugh now.
I had to get into a couple. Yeah. We were getting a couple in Australia and it was like these wee, like, it was like a wee Chinese family. So, like, you were getting in and then sometimes you were getting like different. Like, it was like one day it was the dad and then the next day it was the man and it was the son in law. It was okay. Just we was a wee bit mad. Like,
you're getting groomed over.
Yeah, any happy ends
not in that one. There's a few spots where you can go to, but not them boys. They're in a shopping center, so you couldn't get away with
it. Coming in the back room.
A couple of wee bumps down beside the train station. If you go far enough, you get
more Brits in Australia, were you?
Perth. It's good. That's the only place I've ever been. Look, most people that I know's over has been all about the place, but I only went to Perth. Didn't actually do much travelling. All that was work. Like, fuck.
It's big anyway.
It's you travel. It's bad.
What I found with Australians, they don't mind. Like, if something's like 2 hours away, it's round the corner.
The long journeys don't faze them. Like, yeah. But then you're getting, like, I had to get a flight from Adelaide to fucking Perth and all. Like, it's proper spaced out. Like, you can just drive for ages in the middle of it because it's all, there's only cities all around it. There's nothing in the middle. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's fucking nice in the good. I think where it shows you all populations. Fuck all people, really.
Aren't we? Did you see that on TikTok? There's like a wee dot in the middle of this. And that's where one person's that's living. It's
fucking
just.
Weird.
Have you ever watched Wolf Creek?
Nah.
Yeah. Nah. It put me off as well when I was first getting out. There was, like, it's based on a true story. This fella, like, he picks up backpackers and fucking brings them back to his gab and kills them all. Sorry, I watched it before I went out. Jesus Christ.
Did you ever see any big fucking massive spiders over there?
Oh, I was one.
The Huntsman ones? The ones at Emma Celebrity?
Not the Huntsman, but it was called a golden orb or a golden wave or something like that. But it was pure white with red legs, big white body. It was looking. I mean, it was bigger in my hand.
And what had shit all, yourself, did you?
It was out my uncle's back. I was walking around. Like that when I was trying to get past it, but it was there for months. Even it was windy as fuck and all, it was just still there. The web was, see when you're trying to break it, you couldn't, no way you can just break it. The web doing that, you couldn't break it. It was solid, like, scary.
I seen like videos where over the shit where like there's loads of spiders above them, like they're in, like, it's lashing, it's fucking, there's webs everywhere. Loads of fucking spiders.
See, when you go into like the car park, say where it'd be like Castle Court car park, there's loads above like the roof. I'd be running out and running straight in, like, it's scary.
Any snakes?
I didn't see any snakes, but my granddad, fucking, he had an early encounter when he was walking the dog. And when he was walking the dog, after every time he walks it back to the house, or it's like a wee fucking kid's pool, and it jumps in to cool down because it's obviously roasting. And one day he walked it back and it jumped in the pool and then just jumped straight back out. And he thought something was up because it usually just sits in the pool for a wee second and ran over. And there was a big fucking snake in the pool. Had to get a ranger.
Brian live over?
They just go back and forth and visit my uncle because he's been over for 10 years. So they've been over for a few months.
Is it?
Shout out to my uncle. Legend, look at me. it was good. It was good having family there. A load of my mates are paying fucking $500 rent a week now. You know what I mean? So it was kind of looked after that.
What are you working as over?
Fitting floors, putting wooden floors down.
Yeah.
It was handy. Like, see, after a couple of months, it was just like clockwork. You're doing the same thing every single day. So you just
must be great in the heat instead of fucking balding.
It was winter everywhere.
See, when I first went, I was working with my man's boy labouring and it was -2, and then the next week I was out to Australia and it was 42, so it just shot up 40 degrees. It was scary the first 2 weeks. You want to see like sweat my whole shorts soaked like a girl stick. But it's better. Like, you get this stick a big fucking Makita battery speaker on, just blast the tunes all day. You get some
free. I heard in Australia you're allowed to, well, I don't know if you're allowed, but the boss will let you have like a beer an hour while you're doing that.
The miners, they get like a certain amount of beer every night. So say if they're on for like 2 weeks and a week off, they'll get allocated like one or two beer a night. But what loads of people do is they'll save up their wee beers for like the weekend and then just have a couple on the weekends. You know what I mean? But I would love, if I was going back out, I would go to a mains, I think, to work, because the lifestyle's better.
I seen that on TikTok, because obviously the I just can't on TikTok. But all the men look lethal. Oh, some fucking wage as well.
I know, that's what I mean. And then,
like $100,000 or something a year.
You wouldn't even have to rent a house in Australia. You could go for 2 weeks work and then book a week in Bali just to stay, and it'd be cheaper than renting a house in Australia. It's mental. So lots of loads of people do just go traveling for a week and then go back and work for 2 years and then do that for a full, or 2 weeks, sorry, and then do that for a full year, come back with a good wage. Like, I did, and then I fucking went to France and Spain for a lot of weeks and fucking by the time I left, lost my passport in Valencia. I was running up.
Did you lose your passport?
Oh, it was scary. See, because my flight was booked to go back to Australia the week after, and I was going, I have to go back to Oz here with no passport. I fuck, my uncle's going to kill me. I told him to come back to work. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. And then just by chance, it was my own fault. Like, we were in a kebab shop, and my sunburn was aching on my shoulders, and I had a bag on, so I took it off for a wee second, went to pay for food, turned around, was talking to two mates, looked around, the bag was gone. I mean, no way.
Fuck's
asking
sake.
The kebab man, what happened? These two people walked out, and I was like, why the fuck didn't you stop something? And then, he was like, take my number, if anything comes up, I'll ring you and all. And got there the next day, and he still hadn't rung me, and we were on the boat looking through bins and bushes everywhere, and couldn't find it. And then I remembered that the last place that I had the bag on, I didn't leave it there, but I had there. We'll go down and check on the beach anyway. Walking down the beach, couldn't see nothing, but there was a cab shop in the beach, and I was going to have to ring them anyway to go to the embassy about my passport. So I went, fuck it, I'll just walk in instead of having to try and fucking speak on the phone. And I walked in and I said, any passport? I lost my bag. And he lifted the lost and found box open and then lifted a passport up, and I knew it was mine straight away just by the cover. I went, that's mine. And he was going, what's your name?
Leambo.
Leambo Slice. Yes. And I just start grabbing him, going, yes, God bless you. Fucking Spanish pieces are better than a PSA at night.
There's nothing better when you find something that you thought lost.
It's a good wee feeling, a relief, like, you know what I mean? And you're on the back, on Jesus lost, Jesus found. I swear by it. See, anytime you do something, it comes back if you say it three times. That's my superstition for it, like.
Never heard of that before.
Did you watch Thrones Fit?
Unreal. I've seen the camp look lethal up the in the mountains.
It was lethal. Usually I go up down from Dublin, I'll train for 4 days hard, but then see when I get back up to Belfast, I just fuck up. I'm the most unmotivated guy in the world, so
yeah.
He's a cunting.
Unmotivated.
Did you two ever spar, is?
Are we? Spar all the time. Throwing fucking going for the kill.
I used to try and battle because he's bigger. He's always way bigger than me. I mean, he can't hit me fully here. Like, I can
hit him. The best performances are against me.
I'm trying to knock the head of it. He can't do now. He's just going,
just trying to keep you away.
I'm fucking throwing haymakers.
What would be the weight difference between you two?
When we sparred, it would have been about 20 kilo.
Right.
So what do you turn? What do you weigh?
I fought there 67 kilo.
60. That's my weight now. What the fuck?
But like, I would usually walk about with 78.
What are you, Tommy?
I fed in 81, but I walk around probably about 100.
Would you be 100 kilo?
You would be in the ring with Tyrone. I know. All different sizes, but he's BSC weight.
I think Sean McCombs fates later. I mean, he's massive.
He's later. So because I only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Moved up to us where I used to be. Sean comes with it. Sean comes to be a weight later.
Is it just the later you can be?
It's just
an easier fight if the later it is?
Well, not that it's easier. Because you can, when you weigh in, you can put on all this weight again. So you're going to be a bigger man going into the fight. the bigger you are, the better. You're just going to be brilliant.
Like, but see, when you cut the weight and then you get the all clear and then you go, right, I'm going to eat leg fuck. But do you never be scared of going overboard eating leg fuck and then you go, fuck, I'm busted here. Does not work like
that. Nah, you do feel that way when you eat. Well, I feel that way. But you don't feel like you're overdoing it.
The next day you wake up. You've had fuck all
day. What do you eat the day after the weigh-in?
Or is it pasta? I just eat pasta like fuck. Just or bread. No chickens or...
Oh shit. Like,
no protein because you're having that carbs for like 3 or 4 days.
So your body needs bread,
just carbs. Oh, that's all that energy. So you're just all fucking carbs like fuck. And then...
Back when I'm away, then,
Tom. Doesn't sound that bad.
Congratulations, mate.
Well done, the whiskey away. Back away. Love to see it.
Fuck me. I was shit myself before. I could see the night before. I went to bed. It was about 1 a.m. I was like, right, I'll get to sleep here. My room was roasting. And I couldn't sleep. And then I started thinking to myself, you're not going to get sleep tonight. And I started having a wee chat with myself.
It makes it worse.
You're not getting to sleep. You're not getting to sleep. That's all I was thinking. I was sitting there at about 6 in the morning. I went to bed. I finally got to sleep and I woke up about 8:30, 9:15. I was like, fuck me. I had like 3 hours sleep, hadn't I?
Still done well too, yeah. It's fucking
so going out, my legs felt heavy, my arms felt heavy. I was like, it's going to be a bad fucking night.
Second round with me, it was a good fight. Like,
it was quick.
But you're the ref, I don't know what he was counting.
Your man,
Del
Moran, he's
that
fucking.
That was mental.
He's good fighter too. He's got a load of support as well. Would have been good cracking down and silencing all the fans.
You want to see me? Because I was down, I was watching. Tyrone, usually when he fights in Ireland, he has a good support base. Place was like silent, he's walking out, and then they called him out, booze. This is weird, I felt like it was in England or something.
It's a fucking joke.
I've never experienced
it. Our whole week, I was walking about Waterford and getting food and all places, or going places, and everyone's going, you're fighting Del Moran. I was like, I hope you knock him out. And I was like, I'm going to get a big cheer when I walk in here. I walk out.
And then the fight, obviously at the start, Dylan gets stuck in the turn straight away, the both of them, bam, bam, bam. And then everyone was on their feet, then Tom banged them, and then he went down, it's just, you could hear a cricket, just me and Paddy Goggling.
But that first knock, like you were saying.
He gets to 8, and it could go 9, 10, 11. 12. And he's like, you all right? I don't think a ref wanted the answer,
even
are
they? Even the commentary was like, sure, give him a sandwich.
I seen that. I was watching.
Give him a bit of energy.
They wanted him to win.
Because I seen it got the 6, and when it was 6, he stumbled. Yeah. I fell again. I was like, not a chance he's getting up. So I was walking by going, this is it over.
I know, you've seen you standing up
and
hands there.
And then he kept on saying, you all right? You're right. I was an extra 3 seconds and kept on saying another 5 seconds passed. And then I was just sitting there going, he's a cunt. And once he said, right, boom, I jumped on it. And it was too late. But I think because the referee knew there was only 5 seconds left in the thing and he'd already counted to 10, I think he was waiting on the bell.
The bell to go. And that's why I was kind of
hesitating. The bell only goes.
Struggled to get there corner.
The bell only goes when you, like, say, continue boxing.
Yeah.
So as soon as he said that, the bell went. Yeah. But I think that's what he was waiting on, the bell.
Some shot. Like,
you probably would have thought, because I thought the corner should have pulled him out.
Yeah.
But everyone is like their egos, and no one wants to.
It was a great fight,
just from the get go.
Do you know what happened? Seeing the first round, it was my guard was down here, and he just landed a big fucking massive haymaker. He put everything into this haymaker, and he whacked me, and I went, that's his hardest punch. I went, I can take that easy.
Especially at the start of the fight, you know.
That's the best punch he's going to throw. I said, I can take that easy. So I just said, fuck it. And I said, well, I'll walk him down, just throw bombs.
Because
I knew, you could see everything I was landing. You could see everything I was landing was hurting. I could tell he wasn't liking getting punched. So I said, fuck it. I'll just go for the war.
Put the
pressure loved on. It. Loving out of war. I haven't had a fucking, wouldn't say easy, mate, but. Like, we usually have 10 round wars, or fucking, like, it's the whole fucking.
I was more in and out, 2 rounds.
2 rounds, I couldn't believe it. I was like, happy fucking day.
But it was still, like, the high pace.
It was fucking
real. It was high pace. Fight, like.
I was laughing at the video after. I forget her name, but it's a wee woman, and she's interviewing you. She's from down south. Really? And then you just hear all lads in the background.
That was lethal. But buzzing. Buzzing to get back on winning ways, because obviously, beat by Lewis, and then beat. people in the moon is like,
didn't like the way he done that wee celebration. No, he's a bloom, wasn't he? Hey, it was the last
to be fair, he's just been a cunt back to me because I jumped in the ring. That's what I do when I jump in the ring.
Oh,
I go to them and then I do a wee kicking thing to everyone.
He's like a wee taunt back.
He just said, fuck you. Well,
that's what it is. That's all part of it. Like,
I want to see Ed Freed again.
Well,
the trilogy.
The trilogy. I want a bigger one.
When are you at, Tommy?
1st of February. So tickets, lads. Get the tickets. So they're all online. So
I was staring at the last viewers, one in the Odyssey.
Where are you?
I didn't get to go to the water for one, but it was taxi before.
I heard you were in action after. In the Odyssey.
Why? Are you in snowball?
What happened?
Don't want to get into it. I have to get into it. So I just look. I'm standing there. Some of you goes, oh, can I get a picture of you? Me? Yes, no problem. 2 seconds later, she's swinging things in my head and go, what the fuck? Look over. Snowball, who I'm at the fights with, is on the ground. There's 4 people on top of Snowball. So I just seen red and went, oh, fuck. I had to help your mate out in the heat of the moment. So just ran over and just started putting people off him. And then Uriga was cracking me in the head. I was trying to pull people off Snowball. Some fella had his finger in Snowball's eye. Like, I didn't see the blood coming out of it. So I was pulling his finger to get him off. And then Snowball rolled on top of him. His cousin's fighting somebody. There's 2 people. Oh, it was just chaos. Like, it was absolute chaos.
What was it over?
I think the reason, I don't know the full ins and outs, but what I got told, the reason it started was the wee girl who I was getting a picture with, Snowball said to her, are you going up? Because the after party was up in the wait for it. So he says, are you going up there, wait for it? We're going up here. I think he knew her from the street or whatever. And her boy turned around and thought he was like trying to touch her or something, and then them two started getting into it or whatever. But I woke up, I was my first swallow in ages, and I was going, oh, it's going to be videos. I'm fucked here. This is me.
Everything is on video these days.
I don't know who you are.
Apologies to whoever it was, by the way, if you're watching this. It was all a heated moment. You have to defend your friends, you know what I mean? So, no hard feelings. It was out of character, because when your mates, something's happening to your mate, and there's nothing, there's no one helping, you're going to intervene, you're going to do something, you know what I mean?
Should have went got Tommy home.
Oh, I wish you had the fucking.
I was in the wait for it, no. Soon my fight was over, I was the first one in the wait for it. That's all the fights on the TV.
Because when we finally got up there, wait for it, it was, people were basically leaving, and Potty was still there, but he was on his way too. And then we just went down. But one of the Snowball's cousin, wee Connor, who fucking somebody stood in his ankle and was swole out like a bab. So we just had to, we went back to Connor's and just had a few swells. And then that was me. But nah, chaos. Stay away from it. That's why I don't drink in the town. Stay to local bars.
Stay to local every day. Yeah.
None of that shit happens.
We're in a working class Christmas night out here on Saturday. We're going around like a load of different bars where they're GoPro.
And then I'm doing an illegal rave at night, and black by the time we get onto the mic at night.
12. So we're bringing a GoPro and just going to like go around every, like, we're going to try and win the,
if anyone who wants to join can join.
I think the Black Paddy's coming too. He's going to join in. So if you just want to show up for one of the bars, lads.
We've done something
similar last year, right? But we don't like to raise money for the Christmas toy appeal.
Oh, that's a good show.
So it was a good idea, and it was for a good cause too. It was brilliant.
Yeah, got the drink. I remember seeing you do one. It was in a bar. You were doing like a live podcast. People were going up and they were knocking the.
We did another live bar.
I've been to the ones in the Dadney's, but I think that was one of the first ones.
That was a wee one just for the Patreon.
Patreon. I was on the old days. It was great. So we're going to start the end again.
Jesus,
Jonesy's so somebody, always winning.
Jonesy loves it. Somebody brought this. There was a hot wing challenge, and then someone brought extra hot sauce, remember? And then at the end, they were like, oh, try it. And they're like, as we get mad, I was just excited on the friggin' stage. Just when we started nagging it, ruined my whole fucking
day. That was a bad day.
Sore next day, trying to come out too, probably.
Oh my god.
See, have you ever done one chip challenge?
We have one now, you want it?
No, I have never again. They're bad, aren't they? See, it was all right, it was sore. And then the thing went away, and then at night, me and him, both voices, I haven't moved from the toilet.
Burning.
Where's those?
Shading fire.
Did you do it? Carolina Reaper, fucking meant to be the hottest chili or something. we had it in Liverpool. All of me, Faker, and Big Mick, and next thing I was in the shower, cold shower, with the milk, drinking it, and it was still fucking, I was ruined your daily. Oh, it's not good. Don't do it. It's just shit. It's so bad.
Did you do yours on the podcast, did you?
We used to do loads of wee challenges. They can actually 15 minutes.
That's it.
It's on our page. On if you want to see it, watch it.
Yes.
Turn, actually, like you're saying, with the milk, he poured the milk over his head. No, it's just
fuck, I think it's cool.
There's milk better for the water.
I heard it's not, is it?
People say if you did, like, Matt, just from what I've been told, if you get Chinese or something, water, drink milk, it cools you down or takes the space away.
But apparently, the water just spreads it all around your mouth, makes it worse.
Water, you're not supposed to drink.
Aye, so get the milk down, folks. But there's nothing better. See, if you need something spicy, like a tin of Coke or something, like, you know what I mean? After a wee Chinese. When we set my pint of milk,
milkshake would be perfect.
That's how long you was doing the podcast?
2 years.
I know you were doing podcasts before it was cool to do a podcast. Like you
were, sure did a whiskey and whiskey. Pioneers.
It's fucking, it's flash.
I used to say we're a working class podcast.
And then you still do
working class podcast, is it?
Oh, yeah, that's mad.
But I think now, even like we were late there, but I mean, if now, I'm sure everyone every fucking day.
It is. And everyone listens to them, listens or watches them.
Doesn't it just surprise you the amount of people you see in the street and be like, here for a play, doing that podcast is some cunt about 15
year old. I don't know. That's mad. Like, when we first started, I was walking around Falls Park with my dog and someone was walking by with earphones, you know.
Was it Kevin?
They should be watching him when I was walking. I was like, fuck, this is mad. See, nowadays, like, we wouldn't get staff for boxing as much.
It's just all podcast.
Even Whiskey and Waterford and Whiskey and Waterford. I love the Lavons, but they're good crack.
I was doing with Jimmy Nesbitt.
He's a legend.
He is, he's good crack.
He can put away the paint.
He just looks like he's on foot.
He's most like normal celebrity ever. Like, he doesn't see himself as like some fucking celebrity. Yeah,
he's working class.
Yeah. When you're trying to get a guest that's never done a podcast, you've done most of them. Like, you're like trying to hang outside the box here, but every one we go through, they've probably been on yours. And you're like, well, it's hard to do something
people
different.
I suggest to him, he was like, I don't know. And then he would suggest something to me, and I'd be like, I don't know. And all then you're trying to really try to compromise to get people on.
We're trying to get Chris Eubank Sr. Guess he's on 100 grand.
100 grand?
Alex. Do it for the crack.
Have you had anyone going, you have to pay me? No.
We get knocked back loads. Like,
I've been nerfed.
Loads of people won't come on because the characters we bring on, like, but we're going away from that now. Like, well, people give a shit.
You're not
going
to get sponsors or anything.
100%. You feel you could get anyone on, like, you're very respected.
It's
like,
it is harder than you think.
We're
talking to Andy Boyle, the one that's on Dark. He was saying he was going to come on. I was like, happy days, and he said, I never do them, but I'll do it because I like Whiskey Weed. And I love boxing and stuff. And I was like, happy days. And then I got the saying off was out. And then I messed him. So are you able to come on at your home for Christmas? He's like, gonna be honest, I don't want to do it.
At least he's honest.
Actors never really do it. It's weird.
See, to be honest, actors are like harder to get on for podcasts because I think they're scared about
saying
the wrong things.
Yeah, 100%.
So, but see, I didn't mind it often. He said no because like, I wasn't even expecting him to come on.
I know. It was just that you may as well ask. I
was in school or class with his brother, Michael Boy.
He was here a couple of years above me in Samiris. I remember him running about. But
was he Samiris?
I'm pretty sure he was in Samiris. Like,
what is that? Anto 30? Would it be 30?
He's 30.
Are you 30?
I'm 34.
Have you finished that saying now?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he done a good job back in the dark.
He's unbelievable.
He spoke class. Even Big Nids too, he done a good job with an accent.
He's the best actor in Ireland.
I love him.
But then I fucking researched him as fucking Nidge. He does his accents unbelievable.
He's brilliant. And then did you ever hear his real voice when he speaks?
He's so posh.
Proper posh as fuck.
Where's he from?
He's from Dublin, but he's so posh he almost sounds English.
You wouldn't think he was from Dublin, like. But now I love hate. I might start it again. I've only watched
it.
I've never finished it.
Jesus. Fuck. I still got the box set.
I bought the box set.
Such a show.
It's not the one. He's not the one.
I'm not going to say finish it.
He's unreal of an actor. Like, of Nidge in it. Even Thorne, your man Thorne was good. You need to watch it.
You
have to watch it.
I'd love to get him on.
Sure. Robert Sheehan, aye. He probably locked a few quid too.
We messaged the man from Cardboard Gangsters. Is it Cardboard Gangsters? Aye, sure. Aye, he read the message, but he didn't reply.
I know him from Blackstreet.
Has he been on yours?
See, you want to get the, you don't want to get the same guess as all people that have on the podcast.
It doesn't matter. I don't. It's hard because you're going to get something different out of him because we're going from a different angle.
It's hard to get different ones as well.
Who's your favorite guest you've brought on?
John Connor was one of them.
John Connor was one. Burnett was one. He had a great fucking.
His story was good. Aye.
Rogies was good.
Everyone
knows. You had the Tom Smith.
Rogies was funny as fuck. I actually see out a couple of days after our podcast was out, I sitting outside the hut having a wee coffee and some fella's car broke down. And no way, usually you get a couple of people pushing it, just see big Rogies out in his own. Just pushing it
on the phone.
He's just a local legend. He's
the biggest hand I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, they're huge.
It's mental. Like 4 times the size of people's normal.
It's weird.
He's was he in the film as well in the Medi-Cal?
I don't know if he's in the movie.
He's in Man About a Dog.
He gets his dinner store. Steak on him.
And then, is he in Hang too? Paul Moves?
He's the star. He's banging Mrs.
Is
it
Paul him?
Moves. He plays.
Is that not
him? No, he gets
it. He does all right.
He be Colin Carmichael. Because he didn't want to do it. And then Rogan went, I'll do it. I think that was his first bit of acting. And then I didn't get my head pieced on.
I think that was my favorite one. One of my favorite ones. Pearson, your one. It was great.
I missed that some too. Stories
I know. Missed our one too.
I know.
Would you go back into acting when you're finished boxing, Tom?
I said I would. I tried when I first retired in January. I was going to start getting back into acting, but on retired, so just fucking went back. I can't do both.
You only focus on one thing.
That's what I think. See, when I was like 21, I was like, I'm good at acting, good at boxing, I have to pick one. So instead for boxing, I'll do it until I can't do it anymore, and then I'll go back.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Not a few fights anyway.
Yeah,
100%.
I'm still fresh.
A
big one next.
Yeah,
after
I think so.
Have you ever boxed in the same card? Like,
a few times.
You headlined
in the field. I headlined turns on another card. And then Gorito.
It's my memory.
You must be young for that then.
Sure, we were sneaking into the field when we were 14, you know what I mean?
Fuck's sake.
Over the rail and then the Faithless.
I don't think we've ever both had big feet on.
Yeah.
Nah, because when you fought Gorito, I was like a team support and I had done like a 6-rounder.
That's what we've never done when we've both been. Either one
two
of us
big fits.
It would be good to get these both on the same card.
So maybe that should be the next one because you had a big win.
Whiskey and weight, fucking.
Do you get a saying
Because it's the promoter, like. So if you're on the show, you just say, right, fucking, I want to put this fight on and build everything around the main event.
Yeah. So, and have you different promoters?
I'm a free agent as well. Different managers. My manager's Mark Dunlap.
Caden Haynes was on. He was saying he's like that too. Right. When he was on here, he didn't think he had any.
I've never had one, man.
Is he a new face? Is he a new opponent? Does he? Or is he, when he came on here, he hadn't fought in ages?
I don't know what's going on.
I think somebody was saying he was meant to fight Colin Wells.
He was, but apparently Colin Wells said
didn't want to smoke.
He didn't want to smoke yet. He said that's a great fight for in the future. So I called it Colin Wells there on the weekend. I said, I'll move up and fight if no one's going to fight me.
100%.
I seen a video. You're not going to get in the burnout, or was that?
I was going to get that, but
How Fitzy does it though?
I inquired about it though. I said the money's good because
partly the money is good.
I love scrapping, like, so
yeah,
I just love it.
Some one of the pages
you get into wars anyway, you may as well fucking do it.
Do you know there's a guy called Matt Massey's our page last week? He was the Dana White of it, and he wanted to come over here. He wanted to come over and do a podcast for us. What's he called? John Freeman.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you know who that is?
Is that the boxer Freeman?
He runs. It was one of them, or it was official page, but he
maybe not.
The text and says, "Could he come over for a podcast?" But I don't even know who. Never even heard of him. And he was in it was like a triangle ring, but it was Barnacle.
Triangle ring.
It was a triangle ring. I've never seen it. He was coming from Florida or something to do it. It was the official page. Oh, I was like, what? I didn't know who the fuck it was. I was like, fly us out and we'll do it over there.
He's probably getting to like all sorts of rock. That's going here. You need to get me on the podcast. Get me on. Same. On. Or like,
I don't talk to people. I don't like any big talking to people.
I'd be ashamed. I'd be going, there's this many. It gives me anxiety looking at all your messages.
I do all like background stuff, like uploading all shit and rating shit, and then he does all the talking to people. So if you're talking on my scheme, wait, you're talking to Tom.
the admin team. I just pass it on the admin.
Guitar.
Fuck it.
Yeah, no, it's mad, but because people just think you're gonna go, I rate you, yes, 100%. You're on the mar. It's not that easy, too.
It's like what we do as well. We do like a load in one day, so we've got them sorted. So, see, from now till the new year, we've got all the episodes all recorded.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then, so people coming and saying, can I come on? It's not that simple because we've already got them like already banked. Yeah. So,
now
it's going to have to wait. Anyone coming on will have to wait till next year or something.
Yeah.
And it's been that way since November.
That's handy doing it that way, but then so you're not
every week. You know what I mean? I used to be dry, like you'd have to go to the studio every week, and I was like, fuck's sake, I had to do this again this week. Now it's you did two or three at once, and it's just the ones.
If you can let down, we can let down on a Wednesday, your chin, like, because we've only got like one day.
I think it's panic, and then you've uploaded, everything's a rush.
And then you're just picking anyone you can get to get on, because they're comfortable.
What happened a few weeks ago, which is really late. That's the first time
I've ever seen it.
Fuck's sake.
What's going on?
I thought you'd been let down, because that happens.
We can let down. That's the one Cavi. I had to talk him in. Let Cavi come on, because we can let down that day.
Three times in 3 days.
And he's like, right, and he was like, he got stoned out and was just like, I'll
be on edge and I'll end up cracking up, so I'll just remain calm and civil.
But it seems that Sean Paul and Cavi's made up.
They want K-hole back and Liam doesn't, but
it's not that I don't, it's just I feel like the ship is sealed. Do you know what I mean? Like you can do stuff and then move on and do other things.
Cavi's saying that performing translating into Phil probably would be good. Like you have a hit song, but
it's some tune, Nick.
That's what I'm saying. Like you have a hit song, don't mean he's have to try and make more songs.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
So
you
could get the guy just to do that.
Would you do that?
Don't know.
You want Cameron out here?
Money talks. Come see me. Speak numbers. Nah, but I don't know.
This third tune that the Cavi keeps talking about? On our podcast, he said it would be a travesty if the third song doesn't come out.
I know.
Do you know what actually is a banging tune?
Is it?
It's a good beat.
It's a beat.
The beats are always good.
They're catchy as fuck.
See, Cavi, he knows how to promote a song. Like, don't
he's good because he's always on the TikTok. That's all he does.
Or monitor for anything.
There's people that have to work every day and do things and can't go on all day.
Tonight he's got to be my Mal. He's got him in to do his feet dances.
Some dance.
I was saying about bringing Mal on, but he didn't want.
You're gonna go to get him on. He's gonna what about your wee dance mate? Oh, it's Cracker, and then
he's funny, mate. He's a character, like
Joe's funny as fuck. Connor G fucking said he's the most uncut the most uncut podcast ever.
It's You have to learn to what way to look at him. Like, see if you look at him, oh, he's fucking talking about. I'm gonna crack.
I just go. I got my first match on last week. It was like a wee rap show he done, and then he gave my name out. That was the first time. I was like, fuck him. I was all right with the podcast one, but it was like insulting me. I was like, fuck's sake. He was slagging the Belfast Grand Man.
You know he's going to be cut now?
He'll keep up. But he should get more views than that. Like, he gets like 400 views on YouTube.
I enjoy the show.
He only started getting loads of views when he started speaking about us. You know what I mean? No. So if I just keep talking about him, I'm giving him
content. Would that try and get him on this?
I asked him. He would end up punching him. Someone's going to bump into him in the piece. On the turn or something, you're gonna bump into him somewhere. He has to shop. Like,
my dream, when you were trying to get K-hole all three of them on the car, I was like, it's gonna be a fucking madness. He's gonna jump up and smash Carrie. Carrie's gonna smash.
That's why I tagged him. I don't know if this is a good idea because it could get heated very quickly. It was fresh then.
You've done the smart thing, like bringing him on Saturday because
Because when I said, do you? I've said the SP first, and he says, I'm not doing this, Liam does. And then you said you didn't want to do it all together. And then Kevy says he didn't want to do it unless you all done it together.
Oh, so everybody was doing one of the things. So everyone had
different things. And then I says, right, we'll bring yous on at different times. Yous come in the morning, then Kevy come in the afternoon. And then Kevy's like, no, I don't want to do it unless we all do it together. No, like the buyer hits it.
Yeah.
And then Liam says, I'm doing it the way I want to do it, or I'm not doing it. And I went, right, fuck it. We'll do it the other way. And then Cammy was like, what the fuck? You don't have podcast.
Yeah.
Well, I cracked up about that, didn't I?
Because he didn't. It was good. Like, Cammy and come on the next week, and he watched what you had to say, so he had a rebuttal. But I think there was a miscommunication, because when he said we're not doing it, I just sent him out real mosey. So he was the thought that, right, we're not doing it. And then next thing,
you see, no.
I thought he spoke very well on your podcast.
He did. He did.
I just seen the clip because I couldn't sit down and watch him for an hour. I don't follow him. But
he's a good promoter. He's good at getting his thing out there. So I think he should, obviously, with his own career, it's working. He got a million views. But he should look in the being an agent for other artists, because you could get people a lot of attention.
Yeah, I was like, you could be my manager if you're promoting all this, and then next thing you put up, we're a rap group. I was like, but I'll go with it. A bit of me felt sorry for the guy for ages, and then after a while, I just went, right.
There are some people taking it disliking you, but...
I know, let them, because
they're like, oh, Liam's, he keeps... Like, you're
saying I'm acting like a woman because I'm not getting back. But people don't know the full ins and outs of all everything. You know what I mean? People just on the outside looking in can say anything. But really, if you know the full ins and outs, you'll understand. But I don't need to explain or prove anything to anyone. You know what I mean? I'll just keep doing what I'm doing anyway.
You've made a decision and you're standing over.
Exactly.
So, and then Kevy wants it. And the people... or trying to force you and beg you, and you're going, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And then it starts thinking with you.
And you'd be surprised how many people text and say, here, you're doing the right thing. Yeah. You stand in your lane and all.
You know what I mean? He's needy tour anyway. And more, like you say, he's had that moment, transition, summer 2024.
Yeah.
Like, move on.
The ship sailed, you know what I mean?
You've come back with a big song. Cavi's come back with a big song.
Yeah.
So you don't need me to really.
Couldn't agree more with you, mate. Couldn't agree more. Like, I just feel like people are on different journeys and they have to go different ways. Sometimes you can't just be stuck to the same thing. You have to go and branch out. And I was doing that anyway before he came or tried to fucking use and abuse me anyway.
You can't be in a band if you don't like each other.
100%.
Would you do the tune, but if you just get on the field?
I would do it for the people, but I won't do it for him.
You were quick on giving up on a Lambo fucking
I
was like them every day, well, happy days, happy days.
Yeah. Do you know what happened? Do you know what actually happened? See, because I was,
you didn't get him on, you fucking gave up.
I know, if his man was probably going, he's give up now, Lane.
Maybe he's got it 6 days in.
Someone else says it. Do you know what happened? I was screen recording like his videos off YouTube.
Yeah.
But we got a message on our TikTok account saying that it was using on original content, so it knew I was taking their videos, and then it shadow banned us from the podcast clips were going out to like 50 people, and then I was like, that's because I'm screen recording them, so I had to say, then we either have to do that. But I feel like TikTok aren't pushing podcast clips no more at all. Like, they're not.
Some of them are so hit miss, aren't they?
Yeah.
Some of them get all sorts of views, and then some of them
get monetized. It's like the stupidest things on original get the most content. Fucking views.
On the creator program, do you mean?
Yeah.
So you just, we appealed it and we got it. That's what it says in ours.
We didn't get it.
Can you do it again? Can you
give you an hour
date? It's shade anyway. It's the money. Like, you get, like, it has to be a minute long, and then like seriously, even to get a video to go viral, like you have a viral one, don't you?
A couple of ones that were like, well, ones were 1.6.
Yeah.
So see if it is it over a minute.
Aye.
I just would have got. You probably would have got about £500 for it. To be fair, like.
Fuck, I'm too late for that now.
It's weird, but people think there's a lot more money than what there is in the old fucking
shit. Just do it for the people, and then you get criticised for it.
No matter what you do, like,
people think you're better. Oh,
it's fucking weird.
But nah, it's all about fucking just fun.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you make money out of it after a while. But
did you just get on Shane Todd's at show? You on that, guys?
Tom was away in
the Chancellor's
camp, boy.
No. Is yours
I think it was on last night. I saw someone tagged me in the hang of it anyway. And then I'm on an hour episode. So I'm in two different episodes of
Lisa?
Old Shane Todd's fucking. I have a bone to pick with Shane Todd. He was on, he was talking about us, but he wouldn't say our name. He's like, just show me a bit of respect, mate. You know what I mean?
He was
almost symmetric, and they were going, I know there's a couple of wee rappers there, and they've done a bonfire. You knew exactly who it was, just saying the name or something. You know what I mean? Nah, but it's just one of them things. Just say your name. I won't go out here and see a wee boxer one day or night sacking around. I done well. You say your name, you know what I mean? Just...
Did you ever do any boxing?
I done one years ago. I wanted it to happen, but
it's near happening. Like,
I'm here. I'd have been
big sell. If you really want the money, come on, box me. Nah, I don't want you. That's where my name, Lambo Slice, came from doing a charity boxing years ago when I worked in Convergys and walked out. The real lad, they were all training for fucking 6 weeks, and some fella, Conor Healy, pulled out. He had an abscess a couple of days before, and maybe Mick Kearney, who boxes, was going, you should do it now, you should do it now. I was going, I don't know, and I went, fuck it, what have I got to lose? The only train I'd done was run up a Black Mountain, and it was just full of cows at night trying to dodge them and all. It was hectic, and then Kearney was going, do you see him up a mountain? Do you see him up here? And I was going, nah, I'm going to win this and all. Hyped up, walked out with a tricolour and all, as if it was fucking McGregor in a Balmoral. It was funny, like, but...
Tommy Hicks, thank you, rap. No, you done a judge-up. When I fought Ryan Jenkins.
You fought Ryan Jenkins?
Oh,
did you?
You were on the judge. You were a judge on it, I think.
Me and it was me and Donald.
He won by a split, so Tommy must have sunk me.
No way, that's way. Ryan paid him off.
That
was in the Dabney set.
Why, was it? But that's basically... M years are
fine. That was our first one. That was years ago.
I can remember years ago you getting SP. We were in the Denny's just down watching the fights, and you're like, and big warm welcome to one of West Belfast's finest gangster rappers, Sean Paul Boyce. And he was going, "Did you hear that?" It was late. We were
both. Tommy's a good MC.
I didn't even know
you were rapping.
I probably was. Sure I wouldn't even have had anything out at that stage.
I remember going on John Sue's podcast, and he was talking about rap. The fella lives in Main Street, Sean Paul.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh yeah, it's P free to work. But I don't think he did have any good or else it would have.
Nah, I didn't. I was just when I went over the past, I'd say 2 years when he started putting stuff out.
That all,
it's been a mad out a couple of years, like, I have to say.
But well, now, this year will be good for you, mate. Well, next year.
2020. Feel is getting hit.
Well, lads, that's us approaching an hour, so thank you for coming on, boys.
Thanks for having us. Legends. Congratulations. Up the whiskey and wigs.
Tune in to our podcast after this.
YouTube, Spotify, all streaming platforms.
You just want to share to anybody out, you just can't.
1st of February as well, Ulster Hall. Tickets for my fit.
Yeah.
When's yours, Tron? Do you have
you? I don't know. March, I'll be fading again soon.
Rest in hope.
He's just one
league.
Oh,
he's
having 30
days. Congratulations anyway, mate.
Thank you. Thank you.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.